Hi. This week the question is, in conversion, does the Holy Spirit operate upon men separate and apart from the written scriptures? Many people believe the Calvinistic doctrine of a direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon men. This doctrine is called irresistible grace. It's believed that if a person is fortunate enough to be one of the elect, one of the chosen for salvation, if a person is fortunate enough to be saved, then God sends forth the Holy Spirit upon that person. The Spirit then works a miracle upon the heart of the chosen one and brings about conversion. It's believed that this miracle of the Holy Spirit is not performed through an instrument like the written scriptures. Instead, this miracle is performed directly and miraculously by the Holy Spirit operating upon the sinner's heart. Such a miracle is needed, supposedly, because the sinner's heart is so depraved, so hard and stubborn, that only a miracle from the Holy Spirit could penetrate the hardened heart and bring about conversion. And so until the Holy Spirit works directly, separately, and apart from the written scriptures, all the Bible reading in the world, all the sermons preached, all the persuasion offered from the scriptures, none of this will convert the sinner until the Spirit performs a miracle. Now, question, does the Bible actually teach this? Does the Holy Spirit truly operate upon sinners separately and apart from the written scriptures in order to convert the sinner and to save him? Well, that's what this study is all about. The quick and simple answer to this week's question is simply this. No, the Holy Spirit does not operate directly upon a sinner's heart in order to convert him from his sins and to save him. I'm going to list four reasons why this Calvinistic doctrine of irresistible grace is false doctrine. Number one, no scripture teaches a direct operation of the Spirit in conversion. Those who believe the Spirit operates directly upon sinners believe that they have Scripture to prove their case. However, when the Scriptures are examined carefully, it's discovered there is no proof at all. No Scripture teaches a direct operation of the Spirit in order to convert a sinner. And this fact alone should concern everyone. We are instructed to test all things, hold fast what is good, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. We are instructed, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 11. If there is no scriptural proof for a doctrine, then that doctrine is false. Doctrine with no scripture indicates the doctrine did not originate from heaven. If a doctrine did not originate from heaven, there's only one other source for that doctrine. In Matthew 21, verse 25, Jesus asked, the baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men? False doctrine originates from men. Calvinism and the direct operation of the Spirit originates not from God, but from men. It is false doctrine. Number two, all cases of conversion demonstrate the Holy Spirit operates through an instrument. Observe the book of Acts very carefully in every instance where men and women were converted. There was never a direct operation of the Spirit upon the sinner. Instead, the Spirit used an instrument. He operated indirectly through the instrument of the Scriptures. I have time for only one example. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is desert. "So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in the chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake this chariot." This is the story of the Ethiopian eunuch being converted. You'll notice that an angel was involved in the conversion of the eunuch. But you will also notice the angel did not appear to the sinner. No, the angel appeared to the preacher and gave him instructions which resulted in the preacher meeting the sinner. Next, we see the Spirit is involved in the conversion process, but the Spirit did not speak to the sinner. He did not operate directly upon the sinner. Rather, the Spirit gave instructions to the preacher to join himself to the chariot which was passing by. Now, if the work of the angel and Spirit accomplish any good, it will only be through the words spoken by the preacher. As you read through the story, you will find the preacher uses the Scriptures, preaches about Jesus, and the sinner is converted when he believes the story and is baptized. Now, question, what caused the sinner to believe in Jesus enough to be baptized for the remission of sins? Well, the cause was the message preached. The preacher used the Scriptures and persuaded the sinner to believe. Since the Spirit is the author of the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures function as the Spirit's instrument. Through the instrumentality of the Scriptures, the Spirit persuades men to submit to God. Through the instrument of the Word, the Spirit converts men to God. For this reason, the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6, verse 17. Number 3, if the Holy Spirit operates directly upon sinners, then God becomes guilty of partiality. Think about this carefully. If men cannot be converted without a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, then God is guilty of partiality unless He gives this miracle to every single person on earth. A direct operation of the Spirit is irresistible. And that's why this doctrine is called irresistible grace. No mortal man is powerful enough to resist the supreme power of the Holy Spirit. If this irresistible, direct operation of the Spirit is not given to everyone, then God is showing partiality. But the Bible plainly says God shows no partiality, Acts 10, verse 34. Since not every man will be saved, Matthew 7, verse 13, and since God shows no partiality, then we know an irresistible operation of the Spirit to save man does not occur. The conclusion is the Spirit does not operate directly upon sinners. Well, number 4, man's free will is destroyed by a direct operation of the Spirit. God created man with a free will, Leviticus 1, verse 3. This means man has the ability to make choices, Joshua 24, verse 15. God did not create us like robots that have no choice. He made us with a free will. He wants service and loyalty from us because we freely choose to give Him our service and our love and our loyalty, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. However, a direct operation of the Holy Spirit is irresistible. A direct operation destroys man's free will. The false prophet Balaam is a case in point, Numbers chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. He tried to curse Israel, but every time he tried to curse, the Holy Spirit operated directly upon him, not to convert him, but to force him to bless Israel. Balaam was incapable of resisting the power of the Holy Spirit. He could, of his own will, do nothing, contrary to what the Spirit was forcing him to do, Numbers 24, verse 13. And so a direct operation of the Spirit destroys the free will of man, and God would not destroy the very part of man which He Himself created. Instead of a direct operation, God uses His divine word in an effort to persuade men, Acts 26, verse 28. In conversion, the Holy Spirit never operates directly as upon a man, separately and apart from the written Scriptures. He always uses His Word as an instrument to persuade the sinner and the Christian alike. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.